be devastating if they are confirmed with a TB breakdown. Farms are put under licence to prevent any movements or very restricted movements. Some animals will be allowed to go direct to slaughter. For a milk herd, there is a loss of production once the cow is slaughtered with TB. The farmer, if he's not able to buy cattle in to replace the cattle that have been slaughtered, will lose that milk production. The statistics show, and it is specific to areas, and it's shown a gradual spread, which indicates that there is a wildlife source. There will be some cattle-to-cattle spread because, obviously, there are cattle movements. However, farmers are already doing a lot of testing. They have to pre-movement test animals and are not allowed to move animals after 60 days of a pre-movement test. So they only have a 60-day window from testing in which they are allowed to move those animals. Unfortunately, this year we've seen a rise in Shropshire and Staffordshire. Speaking to the Animal Health and Veterinary Laboratories Agency, they tell me the in Herefordshire and Worcestershire, the numbers aren't increasing. They seem to have levelled off a bit. Unfortunately, in Warwickshire, there is a little outbreak around the sort of Coventry area, and they're trying to get to the bottom of what caused that. Control measures are about free shooting of badgers, and the pilots are purely to see if that is a humane and effective way of controlling the disease in wildlife. The wildlife control measures are going to be very tightly monitored. Control will only be allowed in areas where a license has been issued. The contractors carrying out the work will have to have had undertaken a special training course. They would have had to have had their sort of firearms licenses amended to allow them to shoot badgers. So there are a lot of controls in place, and it will be very tightly monitored because this is about controlling the disease and eradicating the disease. Certainly it isn't about eradicating badgers. All farmers I've spoken to like seeing wildlife on their farm and do a lot to protect that wildlife. But this is getting on top of the disease in both the badger population, which will obviously help in time disease in the cattle population.